B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo, ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll dive into the world of the NBA 2K League and see how good of a presentation it has. That conversation is ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. So let's talk about video games that were adapted from movies. Some are done well, others are objectively awful, but today we're going to build a list of the top 15 movies that need great video games to do them justice.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, some of these can be, maybe these are movies that have had a game that came out based on them and it was bad, or maybe it's been 20 years since there's been a good video game. A lot of things that could make this list. I'm going to start us off, and
all
this
right.
is a franchise. This is actually what inspired the idea for this list.
Okay.
Terminator. This is a series that has cyborgs. It's an action series, time travel. How is there not an incredible Terminator game today?
Well, and I can see how that would be top of mind with the recent announcement of the new Terminator series that looks so cool. Like, it does. And you're right. Like,
I can't believe Linda Hamilton signed on to do that.
I have no idea why this series keeps going on, by the way.
Hey, if the Fast and the Furious can keep going.
It's true.
Fair enough.
They've rebooted the timeline a whole bunch, and like, I can't even follow where it is. But you're right. It does seem like it would be ripe for a video game series.
Right, exactly. All right, who wants to go next?
Yeah, I have one, and this is something that's pretty near and dear to my heart. I'm not sure if people even remember it, but there was a film that came out, I think, in 1993 called The Rocketeer.
Oh, yeah!
There was like a SNES side-scrolling platformer. It was not very good. But I think now, given what we could do with sandbox and open world,
oh, yeah.
You put it in that same sort of like, you know, art noir, 1930s and 20s New York.
Yeah,
like, that
I
would be so
at.
Dope.
All right. I'm going to need me a third person action RPG shooter, John Wick.
Easily.
Oh.
Easily. How was that not answer number one?
How is that not already a thing?
Remember, they have come out with like an XCOM style. Well, it's not out yet, but it's coming. An XCOM style game called John Wick Hex. But
who wants that? Honestly.
I want a third person action shooter. You're absolutely right.
I want some foolishness. Like, make it like God Hand, but with guns.
Yes.
See, I've got a slightly different taste in movies.
Yeah,
so,
we know.
You know, like a game based off of A Fish Called Wanda, I think would be really difficult.
Nate, do not
to
make me regret giving you this
play.
List.
Both?
Fish Called Wanda.
Great. Both. I think both.
I can't even get my phone to accept this. No. Anything over at the Twitch chat?
Coffee and cigarettes?
I actually saw a great one from Trash Panda TV. Skurro of all said Altered Carbon would make for an amazing game, to be honest.
And you
yes,
spawn with a random body every time you die.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's enough
gameplay mechanics.
There's like enough properties, though. You know, modern properties like what's that movie, Elysium? That's like it's like influenced or based off of video games or like tropes that you would find in video games. So I feel like there is a lot of like ease of ability to be able to do something like this.
All right, so this is one that definitely has had games made of it before, but not great. Alien vs. Predator. Can I get an Alien vs. Predator, like, battle royale type thing?
where
there's,
be
like,
an
50
alien
humans.
Predator?
No, there's gonna be, like, 60
no, like
humans.
Like, Five Nights at Freddy's, Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight, yeah, exactly. There's, like, three people playing as the Predators, a couple people playing as the aliens, and they can make more aliens, and then a ton of human players.
I don't know what you're talking about. There was an SNES Alien vs. Predator that was a completely serviceable game.
It was
a side-scrolling beat-em-up, but what else did you want in that era?
Exactly. In that era, it was fine, but I mean, like, today, this is a property that needs a sweet title.
Yeah.
I know this is not a film, but I gotta say this, man. Avatar, man, The Last Airbender.
Oh, Norris, that is like right after my heart. Yes.
Obviously. Have they never done an Airbender game?
I'm talking about AAA, super well done, open world.
I mean, I feel like
question, Nate, there might be. I can't think of an Airbender game, though.
If there is, there nobody wants to remember it. Yeah, nobody wants to remember if there is.
Avatar.
All right, well, I'll go with my next one. With BioWare and Mass Effect basically being out of the game for as far as I'm concerned, we need something to take that place. And I don't know who owns it, but I want a Star Trek game.
A good Star Trek game? Because there's been a million and one Star Trek games.
See, to take the place of what Mass Effect was. That world is prime for it.
You're thinking like maybe like a Star Trek Online sort of thing.
Not an MMO. Offline.
Oh, okay.
An offline, open world, like Mass Effect type thing. Yeah.
Quick correction. There are many Avatar Last Airbender games.
I thought there was.
However,
none of them have been good, have
they? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, on you, Nate.
I could have sworn that they...
Nate, what gem do you have for us?
Listen, I don't know, like... Gremlins? Do you think Gremlins would have a
as what?
What kind of... All right, you're going to need to describe for me the Gremlins title.
It would be exactly like E.T. the video game, the Atari version. Like,
okay, let's pick something from the chat.
Yeah,
something from the chat.
Great. I'm sure everyone will be thrilled
to
play
Wii's
that.
The Wii wants a GTA-style Boardwalk Empire game.
They already have that. It's called Mafia.
Yeah.
They kind of do.
Kind of true.
I'll give it to you, though. Boardwalk Empire. All right.
Yeah, all right. Listen, there's a bunch of Bruce Lee films I would love to see turned into real games, but it's probably never going to happen because every game has a Bruce Lee clone, so I don't think that will work.
All right, Joe, what's your last one?
All right, for my last one...
It'd be a good one because I'm topping all of you with mine.
You got something really good, do you?
It's even going to beat Nate's.
Okay, then. For my last one, I you know what? Just because we haven't had one in about 15 years now, I need a good Star Wars game, damn it.
Oof.
Just something serviceable, something fun, something I don't have to get on the airwaves and be legitimately upset about.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
That's such a gimme one.
As long as EA has its clutches on it, I don't know that we're going to get that.
I agree. It's a gimme one, but you know what? It doesn't make it any less relevant.
Norris, what about you?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yeah.
See, but Game of Thrones, I think, is going to suffer from the same thing that Lord of the Rings did for some reason. Like, they're not going to make a good one.
Because the PS2 Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, was great.
But that was enough.
Great.
It was. I'm not lying. But that was generations ago.
It also
didn't break any ground either.
No,
like, it was just
a very good beat 'em up.
How about a Lord of the Rings game that captures the scale of all three movies? Like,
it's not bad.
All right,
pretty big.
All right, get ready for this one. I need a slice of life dating sim set in the world of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh my god.
You were mad about my Star Wars.
Come on.
No.
Each of the different friends would be like a different stat increase if you hang out with them for the day.
It's just Persona.
Yeah, that's funny how what you're describing.
Your mother, yes.
So no, just put a sitcom skin on Persona 5 and take out the dungeons.
No, it has to be How I Met Your Mother.
Listen, I think that we're ignoring maybe the greatest cinema classic in history.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm, of course, speaking of Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse. But they already made that game. It's The Bouncer.
Not wrong.
But nobody wants to admit that, but it's true.
Still, a modern-day version of Roadhouse, I wouldn't hate that. All right, let's go to our Twitch chat to fill in this last one.
Do we have one more from our Twitch chat here?
Actually, yes. The Wii says Event Horizon. We need another Dead Space type game that's good and genuinely scary.
Okay, yeah, when's the last time we had a good space horror game?
Dead Space.
Dead Space.
Alien Isolation.
Specifically, Dead Space 2.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
Event Horizon.
All right, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there. You can find this list over at our website at CheckpointXP.com. Listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's CheckpointXP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the production of the NBA 2K League, which is in its second season. Our thoughts on how the presentation holds up are ahead next here on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey,
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the sports beat of East Texas, 104.3 in Carthage, 103.9 in Marshall, and 100.7 in Henderson, as well as 1250 and 94.5 ESPN San Antonio. Check out our website over at checkpointxp.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today at checkpointxp.com. Whether it's the National PUBG League or Overwatch League, whenever a new esports league has come onto the scene, we've taken some time to talk about their production value and how good the presentation looks. With NBA 2K League now on its second season, we figured we would actually take some time to dive in and take a look. They actually have really spent a lot on their production. And it looks like, listen, they capture basketball, the essence of basketball, as you would expect to see it presented in an actual NBA game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good place to start is some of the inherent advantages of it being basketball. I mean, it's nice to tune into a presentation and not have to sit through like 20 minutes of explanation of how the rules work. Even League of Legends in its eighth year, they'll still take time to explain for newcomers how the rules work, or Overwatch League, whenever we see a map, they'll explain how the map works.
You know the rules of basketball.
Yeah. Generally speaking, you at least conceptually understand how basketball works. So that's a good starting point for them.
Absolutely. And the thing is that, you know, I thought that the commentator specifically, you know, as you're listening to the ebb and flow, the rhythm of the commentary going, it really, like, all credit to those, to the play-by-play guys. They really have got the NBA sound down.
No, they do. And but see, I actually felt like the commentary, they maybe could have benefited from having more than one team, because that's another part of the commentary of traditional sports I actually quite enjoy, is getting different broadcast teams and sort of getting different voices within the sport.
Jim Nantz or Kevin Harlan,
yeah,
or whoever it happens to be.
I love that. I love that. So I think that is one thing, but you're right. The cadence and their ability to sort of capture the banality, if you will,
yes,
of play-by-play commentary, I think they do have that pretty much down to a science.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that there are some fair comparisons that you can draw to much larger esports presentations, like, you know, the National PUBG League or Overwatch League.
Sure.
But I think a much more fair comparison would be kind of these smaller league presentations like we've seen with Street Fighter League,
yeah,
or, you know, when we went out to the Universal Open, how it's done in a studio. And it very much has that same sort of, you know, especially when they cut into the studio, it very much has that kind of vacuum sealed sort of vibe. However, they're able to offset that with just the digital crowd noise of the game, and it made a huge difference.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because you're right. Like, despite the fact that you as the viewer know that crowd noise is literally the crowd noise from NBA 2K, you know it's fake, but in the heat of the moment, it doesn't matter.
The sound mixing between, like, first of all,
and this is for a live event, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. But first of all, this is like, you know, you got to credit the sound team with NBA 2K for getting that right.
Even the sneaker squeaks.
But I also want to be able to credit the mixing team on this production team, because they understand not to kill that crowd noise. Not, you know, like, I thought I was really impressed by not specifically what I saw, but more what I heard.
Yeah, and something, Robbie, that you mentioned there is the sneaker squeaks.
Even though,
which is something that would have been so easy for someone who's presenting this to get that out of there. That is a pivotal part of watching basketball, though.
It sure
sounds.
Is.
I'd like to actually jump back, Nate, because you had mentioned, you know, in like the studio setup, because even though this is an esport based on a sport, you still have players that you have to show and how those are set up. And the way
that's
they're kind
right.
of set up in that circle facing each other,
yeah,
that whole dynamic actually really, really spoke
it
to me.
It adds to the confrontational nature,
yes,
even that basketball has. So I thought that also was brilliant, because usually when we see esports presented, we see, you know, maybe two teams on a platform.
Separate,
like
sides,
how we see on,
yeah, staring
Overwatch,
at their screens.
Or there's just a vast chasm between them, like in Dota.
Or you're in your
like
soundproof
that.
Boxes. from each other.
Yeah. Exactly. But here, you know, you can reach out and touch the other person. I think that does add to the layer of the tension within the games, particularly in close games.
Well, and it's also easier to shoot if you have people in a circle. You know, you can get through just three camera positions a whole lot of coverage both sides of that bench. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone joining us over at our Twitch channel live at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. You could join us Monday through Friday live at 5 p.m. Over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP for episodes of Checkpoint XP Daily. We invite you to come. We're currently talking about NBA 2K League and their presentation, their production values, which are substantial and high. I was very impressed. You know, I did compliment the sound, but also visually, they do a great job.
And speaking of the visuals, one thing that I do like is that they have the custom courts and uniforms set up for those esports teams. And that seems like a very small thing, but it completely adds to me buying in visually to watching this, as opposed to seeing, oh, they're definitely just playing the game, you know, because they're using the Trailblazers logo and all that. No, the Blazers gaming team has its own logo and branding.
Did anyone else at any point become, like, intensely aware of, like, oh, I'm just watching a bunch of creative characters? Like each of these guys had to create avatars for themselves.
Right.
And you sort of, like, you wonder, like, what went into building that avatar and, like, the decisions that they made?
Yeah,
I
totally
found myself asking a lot of weird existential questions about.
Oh, yeah, because they got one dude with, like, who his character has, like, a purple mohawk.
Yeah.
Another dude is literally still wearing his do-rag. It's really great, you know what I mean?
But I like it a lot more than them using just actual NBA athletes.
Exactly.
I like it a lot more than using
NBA
athletes.
There's even a meta underlying that this is why I'm glad we brought this up, because there's a meta underlying that where you pick the sort of archetypes of each position that you're playing to highlight certain statistics. Everybody's capped at 90. So you pick a different archetype, and that's how you sort of play the meta game. Oh, we're going up against big defenders. Maybe what we do is we have a more slashing type team in our archetype. So I really thought that added a whole nother layer of gamesmanship, and that really made me buy more into the e-sport of basketball, because that same dynamic doesn't exist in real life.
Norris, real quick, let me get your thoughts on the camera angle, on the kind of that fixed perspective behind the offense.
Okay, yeah, this is the one thing I will say that I find to be a little bit difficult.
I'm with you on
is that
Norris.
The default camera in 2K is basically north-south, north-south.
So you get these quick 180s that end up happening.
Yeah, so when there's a turnover, the camera has to spin 180. I think it would be much more beneficial for them to go with the standard sort of isometric basketball NBA sort of style presentation for that, for the viewer.
All right, well, listen, we got to leave the discussion right there, but we want to hear from you. What do you think of NBA 2K League's production values? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Remember, we're going to be off tomorrow and Monday, so join us back here on Tuesday for much more Checkpoint XP Daily. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday live at 5 p.m. over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan, producing and booking help from Christine Solis, and of course my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.